Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Turn with me your Bibles to, hallelujah, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face to every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he to them, the harvest, come on church, the harvest is what? Is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvests. Go your way. Everybody say, go. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. You know, says, carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatever house you enter, first say, peace be unto this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick. Heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near unto you. I stop there. See, the thing that really caught my attention here, or that got me starting from here, is simple. It's a year of supernatural harvest. And here, we hear the Lord of the harvest himself saying, pray, the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into his harvest. Hello? And he started by saying, he sent them out two by two into the cities where he himself was still to come. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. And then he made a statement. He said, look, the harvest truly is great. Ladies and gentlemen, any way you look at it, and any way the devil will try to stop you, it will not minimize the fact that you are in a season of great harvest. You are. I am. We are in the season of great harvest. And the master said it. And the master said to them, said, pray. He said, but the laborers are few. It's great, but the laborers are few. So the only way we can get a harvest in is to have enough laborers to do the harvesting. So the harvesting is dependent on the laborers. So it's not enough to know that this is a year of supernatural harvest. Are you ready to harvest? A lot of people say things that they are never ready to do. Come on, church, is somebody here with me? If God has said it, it is so. Are you positioned appropriately for it? He says, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. To send laborers. He sent them forth. To send laborers. He now said to them, go your ways. Go. Whatever house you enter, say, peace be unto this house. You're an apostle of peace. When you declare peace in a place, it stands. You declare peace over your life, it stands. When you declare peace in a situation, it stands. He won't tell you to do what you are not capable of doing. He will tell you what he has done and he has demonstrated to you or for you, and he will tell you, go do the same. Hello. He's the Prince of Peace. And we are not going on our own. We are going on errand. We are going as messengers. And if that be the case, we carry the message of him who has sent us. So any house I get to, and I say, peace in the name of Jesus. Peace we are. He did it in the storm. They thought they would die. He got up and said, he rebuked the wind, turned to the sea. Peace steer. And that was it. And they stepped back. And everybody turned and said, who is this man that even the sea and the wind obey him? And again he said to them, any house you get to, or before then, he said, don't carry a purse. Don't carry a purse. For everyone on this go, instruction, are you fretting about your purse? Part of the harvest is that you will not need to think about that. It shall be supplied. Mind the go. Don't carry a purse nor a scrip. Don't salute anybody on the way. You don't need to. Don't kill yourself trying to make connections. They will connect with you anyhow. In the name of Jesus. The things that men struggle to have, don't let them be your problem. Always recognize that you are on the go. It is those who go that bring in the harvest. I am confident in the name of Jesus. I am that this year will define unprecedented harvests in your life, spiritual, emotional, marital, financial, physical, in the name of Jesus. And so today I just want to look at two things. I'll be stressing just two things. The go part and what the going is supposed to achieve. In John 15, verse 16, it says, pray that he will send laborers. In John 15, 16, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Help me turn to your neighbor. Say, did you hear that? In the first place, you don't even have what it takes to choose him, but he has chosen you. And see what choosing you, see what it means. But I have chosen you and ordained you. One version says, I have chosen you and appointed you. That you should go. Is that what is in your Bible? Check it again. I have chosen you and have ordained you that you should what? Can I hear that go? Can I hear you roar? And what happens? And bear forth fruit. And that your fruits will what? Remain. Now, I chose you and I appointed you to send. And if you will take the first step, at going fruit. It is those who go that bear fruits. It is for those who go. I'm still on that. Matthew 28, 18. All authority in heaven and on earth is mine. And so I'm releasing you to do what? Verse 19. 28, 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, that will mean nothing to you except as he has delegated you. And how will he announce that? Verse 19. Go ye therefore. Look, the power is mine. So you go, go. Somebody say, go. 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 Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Now hear me, child of God. He is with you always. But you will never see a manifestation of this always like you should see it, except as you go. Except as I go. He has all authority. And he's asking me to go in his name. It's as I go that a manifestation of these things begin to happen. And that's why I want to say to somebody here in the name of Jesus, what you will accomplish spiritually and physically this year, nothing all your life will compare in the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. It's the truth. Absolute truth. I feel the fire. Wow. If I will take seriously what he takes seriously, I will manifest the grace. I'm not joking. Had they remained in Jerusalem and become a club, as it were, we will not see the power we saw in the book of Acts. And you and I will not be Christians today. The Bible said when persecution arose and some were killed, they were scattered. And instead of running in fear for their lives, everywhere they went, they were pushing the word. They were preaching the word as they were going. They were preaching the word to the extent that Philip landed in Samaria and he started preaching. And the whole city turned Samaria. They were running for their lives. But we are still running in the obedience to the goal. Wow. This is the year you have been waiting for. In the name of Jesus. It is the year you have been waiting for. In Mark chapter 16. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Again, the word there is what? Go! The next verse. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. You will cast out devils if you're on the go. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. All these things we do, shaka, blah, 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 blah. It's so ordinary now. But if you're on the go, you think it will be ordinary. It's good to trust this God. Can I be frank with you? The older I become, the more I realize that, what else can I do? I thank God that I've not wasted. I should have done better though. But I thank God that it's not been total waste. He made me know Jesus. And it's always my joy to see people just transform and become. In Acts chapter 5 verse 20, after they were threatening them and they locked them up in prison, guess what? He opened the prison supernaturally. He said, hey, go stand, go, stand in the temple and speak to them all the words of this life. In Psalm 126 verse 6, it says, he that goeth forth and weeping, but bearing precious seed, said, without doubt he will return. Hey, some things are laws in the Bible. But see, who will return? The person who does not stop going. I say one of our emphasis this year is, come on, tell them about Jesus. Let them hear it in your voice. Let them hear it in your words. Let them hear it in your action. Go for the harvest. Bring souls into the kingdom. Let your neighborhood know that there's a child of God, there's a covenant child of God in this neighborhood. If the time and the place will not make for you to be able to say, preach or teach the word, invite them to church. I feel the fire. Let your life preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then it becomes important then to say, okay, one more reference. Mark 1:38. Jesus was speaking. And 39. He said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. For this is the reason I'm here. What is it? That I go and preach in the next towns. We are a going people. We are people on an errand. We are people with a message. Whether when we are weeping or laughing, we have a message, whether it's in the morning or in the night. Our very being is speaking something. He's saying something. Our association speaks loud. We are a go people. Verse 39 said, and he then preached in the synagogues throughout all Galilee. He kept going. Think about it. Was there a time he stopped? Was there a time Paul stopped? That's why in this business of the kingdom, there's no retiring. As a matter of fact, the older you become, the sharper your spirit man becomes. Since we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power might be of God. Suffice then to say, nothing happens until we go. Hello? I mean nothing. And this now actually begs the principles of faith. So what is it? We believe, so we speak. As it is written, they believe, so they speak. So we too believe, that's why we speak. Then he talked about God. He said, God who calls the things, talking about Abraham, which call the things which be not as though they were. Please, the things are yet to be, but when God speaks of them, it's like they've already been and happened. And that's the way God works. In Isaiah chapter 46, he was talking, he said, remember the things of old. I am God. How? I declare the end from the beginning. And so how do you walk faith? He says, hey, this pastor's cloth is white, but I'm still black. If the word of God says it's white, I will refer to it as white. When I need white, I will go for it. Even if you and I are seeing it black. But the word of God says it's white. And it's white I need. And I'm standing on the word of God. And I'm looking for white. I will go for it. What if it doesn't give you the white effect? It will give me more than a white effect. Because that's what the word of God says. So I'm picking the essence of things. And I'm moving in the natural. I'm a naturally supernatural person. And that's why it's important that you grab this principle very well. Now, having said that, I'll show you something quickly. What were they going to do? And what are they going to do? What are you going to do? Where are you going? In the book of in the Gospels, it says, go ye to the ends of the world. There's no limit to your going. If you don't stop going, there's nothing that can stop you from going. It does not matter what you have achieved today. Look, you haven't achieved nothing, because there's much more to achieve except to stop going. And that's why you don't need to compete with anybody. Just be who God has made you to be and go. Hallelujah. The more you go, the better it becomes. Isn't it interesting? Not even what you're going to eat. Not even what you're going to wear. Not even your connectivity. Your fame. If it's for him, it is fame we're talking about. You think he'll be famous without you? Even the donkey had to ride on people's clothes because he was carrying the master. He better start carrying Jesus. Let me in the first service. See this Pastor Taiwo. People just like him. Oh yes, now. All the ladies just like him. He's the tallest man in Nigeria. He's the fairest man in Nigeria. Oh my goodness. The man is the richest man in Nigeria. What else? Come on, tell me yourself. You claim your definition of the tough man, the youngest man. The strongest man in Nigeria. The most popular man. Proof. You know why? Then don't make the mistake when all the women are coming and all the men are coming. Say, I'll take advantage of them. Don't destroy the thing that is calling them to come. Everybody is looking at you. You are the prettiest woman in town. Man, when you stand, a woman achiever. Hey, and you're so pretty. Hey, up your anointing. And every man wants to chase you. No, don't give them opportunity. The very reason why they are coming is what is about to be destroyed. About the master's business and see whether the whole world will not be following him in you. So can I now finish what I'm trying to say? And I, brethren, 1 Corinthians 2:15, when I came to you, did not come with excellency of speech or human wisdom, declaring to you the testimonies of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit. If it is the word of God, if it is his business, expect the miraculous. Expect signs and wonders. Expect healings. And every house we get to, if there are sick people there, heal them. First Thessalonians 1:5. For the gospel did not come unto you in word only. Come on. If it's the gospel, is somebody hearing me? If it is the gospel, he said, but also in power. If it is the gospel. Romans 1:16-17. Verse 17. Say, for therein lies the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by. The gospel is power. Paul saw it as power. Paul preached it as power. Paul pursued it as power. And everywhere Paul preached the gospel, there was power. I've been preaching the gospel of no power for too long. These signs shall follow them, I believe. That's the devils. That's power. Lay your hands on this. You only come out power. That's why everywhere you go, things must happen. In the name of Jesus. Don't you know the day you got born again, you became your supernatural part came alive. You stop being like any natural person anymore. So I don't look at myself as a wimp or somebody to be pitied. I'm a keg of power. Happening everywhere I turn in the name of Jesus. Hey, because by his stripes I am healed. I am head, I'm not tail. I'm a covenant child of God. I live by the covenant of God. It's my protection. It's my provision. It's my sustenance. The covenant of the blood. People look for blood, but I have the blood. It's the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? A blessing to your generation in the name of, you are not to be pitied, you are a gift to your generation in the name of Jesus, on account of the fact that you are a covenant child of God. You are not the one that runs after people, hey, please let me be part of you. No, they will beg for you to come join them in the name of Jesus. Our confidence is in the ability of God. The gospel is power. Now again, I've just preached. You heard me. No, my source of power. Jesus Christ. It was at age 9 that I realized that I gave my life to Jesus. I remember. Cain Day was, we went together. Pastor John, yes, we went together. He was a little delayed because he had an accident in his eye. And so we were classmates for the rest of his life. So he was 11, we were 9. We understood what it meant to give our lives to Jesus and were water baptized. Along the line, you know, we struggled. But I would never forget. I know my source of power. And I have no regrets. And I have no apologies. In the name of Jesus. I've not fully harnessed it, but he's helping me. And I know there is more, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I hope you understand now that the gospel is power, and that is most active or best activated as you go. So as you go today, come back with testimonies in Jesus' name. The lines will fall for you in pleasant places. It is well with you. Favor with God and with man will keep multiplying over your lives in the name of Jesus. He himself will be your wisdom. He will be your sanctification. He will be your redemption. He will be your righteousness. You will never lack for good in your life. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Any sickness in your body or in your home, we command it. Turn around. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Adekoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.